都还在等同胞弟兄呢，怎么我还在这里？
Maybe everyone is waiting for Brother Barnabas. I was still seem to wondering why I'm still here.
如果你要听同胞弟兄讲道的话，你可能要先坐飞机到中国去。
If you want to hear his preach, you got to fly to China right now.
同胞弟兄就是休假一个月所以他出门不在。
Brother Barnabas will have his vacation for a month.
所以今天呢就由我来分享。
So today I will share the Sunday message.
那你会看到今天聚会好像怎么很多人这样跑来跑去哈。
And you will see people like running around today.
呀，也好像一人要有很多的角色要同时扮演。
Seems one person play a lot of roles.
因为有很多弟兄姐妹出门在外。
Because we do have a lot of brothers and sisters traveling.
也包括回国探亲的。
And we have some go back to China to visit relatives.
那也有是在business trip 的。
And also there's a business trip too.
也让弟兄姐妹在祷告中纪念这些肢体他们出入的平安。
And I want all of us to just remember them in your prayer so they will be safe and peace in their traveling.
也让这些肢体真的是随走随传见证神你的荣耀。
And also brothers and sisters while they are traveling and they can preach the gospel with them.
那今天我跟大家分享的主题是他的慈爱永远长存。
So today, the thing, message I want to share with you is that His love endures forever.
那你会看到我英文我列了两段。
And you can see I listed two in English.
从 NIV 里面他是讲说 His love endures forever.
And 在新国际版里说他的爱持到永远。
但是在新版的 King James 里面他写出来是说 His mercy endures forever.
但是在新的 King James 版本当中他讲的是他的怜悯持到永远。
这个会对我们来讲是一个很大很大的差异。
This is like quite different in the Chinese language.
在这之前让我们先一起来起立。读一段经文。
And before we start, let's stand up, let's read the scripture.
不好意思，今天的字比较小哈。
I'm sorry that today's it's a little smaller. The font is a little small.
我总是感觉上我的 vision 还是2020。
And I thought every vision will have a 2020.
我现在一看，我大概只剩下0.5。
Now I'm seeing it looks like I only have a 0.5.
好，我们一起来读历代之上第16:34。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
也请，应当称谢耶和华，因为本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。在我们念以弗所书2:4-5。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，叫我们与基督一同活过来，我们得救是本乎恩。提多书3:5，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢神，因为你的慈爱永远长存。
We thank you, God, because your love endures forever.
主，我们本是死在过犯罪恶中，但是你让我们与基督一同活过来，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we died in sin, but you let us resurrect with Jesus Christ.
主帮助我们，让我们真的知道说，我们不过是蒙恩的罪人。
Lord, help us that we really understand that we are sinner, but with grace.
我们所领受的本是我们不该配有的。
And what we received is not worthy.
但是因你那极丰富的怜悯，让我们得到那永恒的生命，主我们谢谢你。
But because of your abundant mercy that we have the eternal life, we want to thank you.
主我们在今天的聚会，我们仰望在你面前。
Lord, we commit this gathering into thy hand.
谦卑我们的心。
And humble us.
让我们真的知道说，你的 mercy 是存到永远的。
So we really know that your mercy will endure forever.
主我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天早上在主日学的时候，我们讲到弥赛亚诗篇，诗篇102篇。
And this morning in our Sunday school, we studied one psalm. It calls the Messianic Psalm, which is Psalm 102.
我们提到神永不改变。
In that time when we studied, we talk about that God is never changed.
今天的主日敬拜，我们来分享诗篇第136篇。
And this Sunday message, we're going to look at Psalm 130.
136, I'm sorry. 诗篇136篇是所谓的哈利路亚诗篇。
Psalm 136 is called Hallelujah Hymn.
我们现在读这段经文，诗篇136篇。
Let's read Psalm 136.
我想我们用起音的方式，然后呢，我念前面一半。那后面一半呢，请弟兄姐妹回应，就是说他的慈爱永远长存，或是因他的爱永远长存。
We're going to read this in a way that is a responsible way reading. I will read the first half of the sentence, and you will respond with the last sentence, which is His love endures forever. So you just read His love endures forever.
当我们在念他的慈爱永远长存的时候，让我们心真正知道说他的慈爱永远长存。
And when we respond with His love endures forever, and may God speak into our heart that we truly know His love endures forever.
我们开始。
Let's start.
你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善。你们要称谢万神之神。你们要称谢万王之王，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢那独行大奇事的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢那用智慧造天的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢那铺在水以上的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢那造成大光的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
他到日头管白昼，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
他到月亮星宿管黑夜，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢那击杀埃及之长子的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
他领以色列人从他们中间出来，他施展大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢那分裂红海的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
他领以色列从其中经过，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
他把法老和他的军兵推翻在红海里，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢引导自己的民行走旷野的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
称谢那击杀大君王的，
因他的慈爱永远长存。
他杀戮有名的君王，他是杀戮亚摩利亚王的红，又杀巴山王二，他将他们的地视他的百姓为业，就是视他的仆人以色列为业。他顾念我们在卑微的地步，他就把我们脱离敌人。他赐粮给凡有血气的，我们一起念最后一句：你们要称谢天上的神，因他的慈爱永远长存。感谢神，也真的是让我们知道说，神的慈爱永远长存。
Thank God, may God let us know that His love and mercy endures forever.
Just like I said, in the Bible, there are Hallelujah Psalms.
And just like I said, in the Bible, in the Psalm, we have a so-called Hallelujah Psalm, hymn.
有分成两部分，一个是埃及的哈利路亚，一个是大哈利路亚。
And there's a two part of Hallelujah. One is Egyptian Hallelujah, the other is the Great Hallelujah.
那埃及哈利路亚是从诗篇113篇到118篇。
Egyptian Hallelujah is Psalm 113 to 118.
这些诗篇在犹太节日如逾越节、七七节、祝棚节时常诵读。
And those hymns are always being sung during the Pentecost and during those festivals, Israelites' festivals.
第二部分就是大哈利路亚诗篇136。
And the other one is called the Great Hallelujah, which is the Psalm 136.
那这首诗很有名，是因为它的反复的副歌是因他的慈爱永远长存。
And this is very famous because its choir basically is saying, because his love endures forever.
那在节庆时候或是约节时常诵读。
And they will be sung this in the great festival like a Passover.
所以呢，这七个经文呢称为哈利路亚诗篇。
So this psalm is called Hallelujah Psalm.
那我们今天要分享的是大哈利路亚诗篇136。
So what I want to share with you guys is about Psalm 136. It's called the Great Hallelujah.
那我为什么会选择这个诗篇呢？
And why I'm trying to want to share this psalm with you?
因为在我们生活当中，很多时候我们遇到难处的时候，我们所看的是自己。
Because a lot of times in our life, when we run into difficult, most likely we will look at ourselves.
我们忘记了神。
And we forgot God.
那今年的母亲节呢，对我来讲是比较辛苦的一次。
And this year, Mother's Day to me is kind of a difficult one.
因为我的母亲呢，在今年年初过世。
Because my mother passed away in the early part of this year.
那以前每个礼拜母亲节或者甚至母亲节，我都会跟我母亲视频。
And usually before that, I usually every week and Mother's Day, of course, we will have a visual chat, video chat with my mother.
那台湾的母亲节呢是我们 Boys 的礼拜六晚上。
And in Taiwan, that's the Mother's Day is actually the Saturday evening at Boys time.
那个晚上有一段时间，我心里面是很忧闷的。
So that night, actually, for quite some time, I was very troubled and sad in my heart.
我在想说，这个母亲节我要打电话给谁呢？
And I was thinking, okay, this Mother's Day, whom I call.
所以一段时间我心里面很黑暗。
So for quite a time, you can call it's very dark in my heart.
但是我忽然想到刚刚那段经文，他的慈爱永远长存。
But I suddenly kind of remember the scripture, the psalm we just read. His mercy endures forever.
如果我思想的只是神的 love forever 的时候，我走不出来。
If I just focus on that, his love endures forever, I still can walk out of my feeling.
如果单想到爱的时候，我会问神说：“神啊，为什么我母亲走了？”
If I just think focus on love, then I would ask God, "Hey God, why is my mother passed away?"
但是我想到的是，神的 mercy 存到永远。
But if I remember that, it's also saying God's mercy endures forever.
那我看到的是神的作为。
And then I thought the work of God.
那我在思想到说，我们本是应该死在罪恶过犯中的。
And I think about it that we are actually would be according to the Bible, we are died into the in our iniquity.
但是神让我们跟基督一同活过来。
But like Scripture just read said, but God make us live with Christ.
但我想到这个时候，我讲说感谢神。
And when I think about thought about this, and I said, "Thank God."
虽然那天我没办法打电话给我的母亲。
Even that day, I no longer be able to call my mother.
但是我们知道，在世上，我们还有的母亲姐妹，我们能够跟他们沟通的。
And but I still know in this on this earth, we still have the brothers sisters we can communicate.
实际上刚才讲的那段话的时候，就是他才永远长存这句话，我跟某个弟兄分享过。
And actually this the scripture, his mercy and the love endure forever, I shared it with my brothers.
当我跟别人分享的时候，你很容易去跟别人分享。
When you want to share with this, it's kind of easy with others.
当你专注在自己的时候，很多时候你被自己所蒙蔽，被黑暗所困扰。
And when you try to share this with yourself, a lot of time you can be clouded by the darkness in your heart.
我跟弟兄分享说，当你在母腹的时候，你出了车祸，但是因为神的 mercy 存留了你。
And I share with that brother, I said, when you were in your mother's womb,And because of accident, it's very easy. You could lose life there, but actually because the mercy of God, and you lived.
当你在小的时候，你的肺 collapse， 但是因着神的 mercy， 你存活下来了。
And I said to that brother, I said, when you're young,Your lung actually collapsed one time, but because of the mercy of God, you survived.
当你出车祸，全车子全毁的时候，因着神的 mercy， 你存留下来了。
And when you in a terrible car accident and the whole car is completely destroyed, but because of the mercy of God, you survived.
所以我们在跟别人谈的时候，我们很容易劝勉别人。
And so I was just thinking when I share with this brother, and it's a lot easier for me to say that.
但是我们生命当中很多时候，我们因着小事，因着黑暗，我们自己软弱跌倒了。
And but in our life, that because something in ourselves or darkness in our heart, we easily stumbled.
你们看到这个slide上面这个图。
And you saw the picture on the screen. And you see the picture on the screen.
Okay. 那你们有没有看到那个抬头？ 开头叫什么 ？Defeated by what? Defeated by AI。那我会看到这个题目的是，那时候两个礼拜前，我跟印祖在外面旅游的时候。
The things you see, this is defeated by AI. The reason I put there, I was sort of 2 weeks ago, my wife and I, we are traveling.
我们在我们酒店的附近找了一家教会。
And nearby our hotel, we find the church.
我们去参加他那边的敬拜。
And we just, during our traveling, we just join their worship.
那他们讲到的是耶稣雅记。
And what they taught at that time is the book of Joshua.
他们讲到以色列人如何在爱城失败。
And they talk about the history of Israel, the book of Joshua, the called event, how the Israelites being defeated by in the city of Ai.
所以这里的 AI 不是人工智能。
So this AI is not the artificial intelligence, but rather the name of the city called AI.
那我会看到这个名字，是因
I saw this name.
因为是当我们在读圣经的时候，我前面有一位老先生，他拿着手机。
And while we read the Bible, I saw an old gentleman and sit in front of me, and he was carrying a cell phone.
那他的 title 就是 Defeated by AI.
And the title is that in the iPhone it shows that Defeated by AI.
所以实际上他讲的是爱城。
And it's talking about is that story that Israelites being defeated in the city of AI.
当我们在看耶稣雅记的时候，我们看到爱城的失败。
And if we record that event recorded in the book of Joshua, and how the Israelites have been defeated in the city of Ai.
让我思想到我们人生当中，我们有很多的爱城，我们不知道。
And just reminded me in the city, in our life, there is a lot of things like a city of Ai, but we don't know.
因为很多时候我们看的只是我们自己。
Because a lot of times we just look at ourselves.
我们应该是看向神的。
And we instead we really should do is we look upon God.
所以因着这样的经历跟弟兄姐妹分享诗篇第136篇。
So that's why I want to share this Psalm 136 with you.
很多时候我人生在困难当中我们想到的是我们的需要。
And a lot of times in our life, we directly look at our needs.
但是更重要的是我们要看更看神他自己。
And but more importantly, we need to look at God himself.
诗篇136篇1到3节讲到是神的名。
And Psalm 136, verse 1 to 3, talk about God himself and his sovereignty, his name.
从神的名当中，让我们知道他是怎么样的一位神。
And from his name, it teaches us what God he is.
弟兄姐妹，记不记得主祷文的开始是什么？
I'm not sure if you remember the Lord's Prayer started with what?
我们在天上的父怎么样？愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Which is our heavenly Father, may your name be hallowed be thy name.
我们祷告当中从认识神开始。
And we pray that we start with knowing God.
在诗篇136篇1到3节也让我们开始认识神。
Psalm 136, 1 to 3 also talk about how should we know God.
从1到3节我们看到认识神的主权还有神不变的怜悯和慈爱。
And from verse 1 to 3 we see that we know, come teach us the God's sovereignty and teach us God's unchanging mercy and love.
在第一节当中，他用到一个字，我们英文版本叫做 Lord, L-O-R-D, 都是大写的。
And in the verse 1, actually use a word. That word is a Lord.
那原来他用的是亚威。
And it's Jehovah, and it's capitalized the Lord.
他用耶和华让我们看到我们跟神的关系，就像在诗篇102篇一直在提到耶和华。
And when he used Yahweh and Jehovah, he basically let us know our relationship with God. And it's just like a psalm, keep mentioning Yahweh, Jehovah.
这让我们知道说我们跟神是有个人的关系的。
And it teaches us that we have a personal relationship with God.
从出埃及记34章6到7节这么说。
In Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 to 7, says like this. You can look at the screen.
让我念一下。
I'll read it.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负及子，直到三世代。这边让我看到耶和华这位神是又真又活的神。
And here it teaches us that the God is a living, true God.
那今天早上我们在上主日学的时候也提到诗篇102篇，提到耶和华。
And this morning in the Sunday school, we also talk about Psalm 102. It also mentioned God, Lord, Jehovah.
在诗篇102篇第十二节。
And Psalm 102, verse 12.
唯你耶和华必存到永远，你可纪念的名也存到万代。
And Psalm 102:12 said, "Only you, the Jehovah, your endures forever, and your name endures forever."
所以，让我们看到耶和华、亚威这个名跟我们是很有关系、很有个人关系的。
So we see that this name is have the relationship with us.
所以，让我们在思想当中的时候，要知道说这位神是与我们。同在的神。
So we can think about this God is a God with us.
再来第二个，他是万神之神。
And the second, he is the God of gods.
他原文是 Elohim.
And this name is Yohim.
这边讲到说神是超乎万有。
And God is above everything.
诗篇95篇第三节。因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。
Psalm 95 verse 3 said, "The Lord is the great God and the great king above all gods."
所以是他超乎万有。
So he is beyond everything.
第三节讲到说他是 Lord of Lords.
And verse 3 talk about he is the Lord of Lords.
英文是用 Adonai.
And English is called Adonai.
表示说他是统治万有的。
And it symbolizes that he is the ruler of all.
启示录第17章第14节。
And Revelation chapter 17 verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召、被选、有忠心的，也必得胜。所以在诗篇136篇1到3节，让我们看到这位神是怎么样一个自有拥有一位真神。
And so Psalm 136 verse 1 to 3 teaches us what God is this God. Is God is from the beginning to the end.
这让我们在思考当中，我们会遇到人生遇到很多的难处。
So basically that reminds us, even in our life, we may run into all kinds of difficulties.
但是因着神的名，我们知道说这位神是真实的。
But because of his name, and we know that this God is true.
对，他是统管万有，胜过万有的。
And he is the ruler over everything.
在整篇经篇经文当中，最后都是说他的 mercy endures forever.
And in the whole Psalm 136, in the end, it ends with his mercy endures forever.
这让我们知道，思想到说神的爱是这么样的永久不改变。
And which reminds us how the love of God, the mercy of God, will endure forever and never change.
如果可以的话，让我们一起来念这段经文，耶利米哀歌第三章22-23节。
Let's read together this this scripture is in the Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 22-23.
耶情，我们不自消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。是因他的怜悯不致断绝，每早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。我想在诗篇136篇中有很，就是后面一直在重复 ，His mercy endures forever.
So Psalm 136, you can see every verse, it's ended with his mercy endures forever.
有很多牧者曾经这样说过。
There's a lot of pastors said this.
第一个是施布真。
Spurgeon says this.
我们知道诗篇136篇中的重复句，他的慈爱永远长存，是由人民所唱。并且整篇诗篇在圣殿崇拜中被吟唱。
And Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon said, we know Psalm 36 has been repeated the verse of his love endures forever. And when the people gather together, they sing this.
让我们因他的能力伟大，他智慧的深奥和他恩典的丰富而崇拜主，并让我们的敬拜充满了感恩。
So he said, when we sing this, and we, because of his mighty power and mercy and love, so we come to worship him, and also we worship with great gratefulness.
约翰加尔文也提到。
And John Calvin mentioned this as well.
这篇诗篇以他的慈爱永远长存的短语反复的强调。提醒我们在上帝的所有作为中，他的慈爱总是存在，并且永不失败。这是对上帝恒久良善的鼓励。
And John Calvin mentioned that in this hymn, it's a repeated verse of his love endures forever. It reminds us that God, in all his work, his love endures forever, and he will never fail.
后面还有很多牧者，我想我就不一一再念。比如说，这是偷着桃树，他也提到过。然后呢，乔·威斯利。
And there's a lot of other pastors mentioned that, like Toth and Charles Wesley mentioned that as well.
最后一个就是我们现在当代，不过他已经去世，就是提摩太·凯勒。
And there's another one is Timothy.
最后一个 Tim Keller. 那还有一个最后一个就是斯普罗。
And also is a modern pastor called R.C. Sproul.
在斯普罗他提到说，这篇诗篇提醒我们，上帝的爱不是善变或短暂的，而是像他一样永恒的。他的慈爱永远长存的重复性质，在将这个真理刻在我们心中。
And he said basically this repeat verse actually demonstrate that God's love is not like us, will be changed around, but rather it's never changed. And this repeat nature of this song put this truth in our heart.
像我们弟兄姐妹真的是把这句话谨记在心里面，不管我们遇到怎么样的难处的时候，就真正知道说 heart mercy endures forever.
And I pray that we truly put this word into our heart. No matter what situation we run into, and we can clearly assure that his love, his mercy endures forever.
所以一到三节看到神的名，看到神他自己。
And verse 1 to 3, we can see the name of God. And through the name of God, we know God himself.
从第四节到第九节，我们看到神的创作能力和他的供应和护理。
And from verse 9 to verse 4 to 9, we see, we praise that God endures forever from the angle of his creation and his provision and his creation and his provision.
在第四节说他是独行大启示的。
And verse 4 said he is the one who does the great thing.
那如果你看英文的话，你会看到说他行其事的时候，他这个行不是用过去式。
And if you look at the English version, you can see that when he said he does the great thing, the does is a present tense, it's not past tense.
所以呢，在希伯来书第十三章第八节这样说道。
So Hebrew chapter 13 verse 8 said this way.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是不一是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow and forever.
所以他独行大启示不是只有过去带领以色列人。
So he did great things. It's not only referred to the things in the past.
也带领着我们。
And he does it, and he do it today.
所以虽然我们念诗篇136篇，看到是好像在讲历史。
And if you look at read Psalm 136, a lot of things mentioned, it looks like it's talking about history.
但是希伯来书十三章八节告诉我们，神是今日、昨日、今日，一直到永远是一样的。
But the book of Hebrews 13:8 told us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
在出埃及记第十五章第十一节这样说：“耶和华呀，众神之中，谁能像你？谁能像你一样至圣、至荣，可颂、可畏，施行其事？”
Exodus 15:11 said, Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing the wonders?
事情我们在讲到独行其事的时候，就让我想到要做广告。
And when we talk about God doing a great thing, I was just thinking I need to advertise something a bit.
那我们感觉到好像独行其事，好像神只有在以前是独行其事。
And we think about God do the wonders, and we in some case do the wonders.
但是实际上，如果看到蔡耀明跟廖爱华姐妹
，And if we look at our coming retreat speaker, Brother Tai and Sister Liao,
神也借着他们来独行其事。
And God also used them to do a wonders.
他们已经在主里面服侍很长一段时间。
They have been served the Lord for quite a long time.
他们已经是超过七十岁了。
And they are like more than 70 years old now.
他们本来所谓今年退休。
And they supposed to retire this year.
但是神的呼召。他们从中国退下来。
But God called them. They retired from their missionary work in China.
今年九月，他们即将去泰国五年的时间。
And then this year, this coming September, they're going to go to Thailand and for 5 years mission work.
只有神能独行其事。
And you can see that God is doing wonders through them, in them.
如果没有神的作为的时候，你怎么想到说七十岁的老人家还要再去学习另外一种语言？
If God does not wonders, how could you imagine a 70-year-old person, people, can come to start to learn new language?
如果不信神独行其事的时候，他们怎么能够说神啊，差遣我？
And if it's not God doing the wonders, how can a 70-year-old couple could say to God, God, send it to me, send me?
蔡耀明跟廖耀华是我们六月二十一号到二十三号退休会的讲员。
And brother Tai and sister Liao are the speakers for our retreat in the week of 21 to 23.
他的主题是行完路程，做成主工。
And his topic is run the course and complete the Lord's work.
鼓励弟兄姐妹参加。
And I will encourage you to participate.
看神怎么在他们身上做奇妙的大工。
And let's see how God do the wonders through them and in them.
以前怎么带领他们，将来要怎么样带领他们。
How God will lead them in the past and how God will lead them in the future.
神的仆人到我们当中是很难的机会。
And it's a rare opportunity we have them to visit us.
或许你会说有很多的不方便。
Maybe you guys said you got a lot of other things.
但是求神帮助我们，能够真的在这个时候听神的仆人要告诉我们什么。
And may the Lord help us that we come to grab this opportunity to hear God's servant to teach us what God wants to teach us.
看见神的仆人。如何为神摆上
？And we also can see how God's servant put themselves, commit themselves.
也借着他的仆人激励我们。
And also may that God use His servant to encourage us.
鼓励弟兄姐妹把时间预留下来。
And I encourage you to reserve your time.
我们一起到神的面前来享受神的话语。
So we'll together have the time.To the moment to enjoy hear the God's word.
上一次蔡耀明跟廖华来到我们当中，应该是十一年前左右。
Last time this couple visited us, God's servant visited us, is about 11 years ago.
不要错过这次机会。
So I want you to grab this opportunity.
下次再见到他们的时候，可能是在天家。
Maybe next time we'll see them in heaven.
因为他们会到泰国去服事五年。
Because they're going to serve in the mission field in Thailand for 5 years.
真的是能够遇到这样的见证人的时候，弟兄姐妹不要放弃。
So when we have this opportunity to see this type of God witness, and we want to grab this opportunity.
让神使用他们。眺望我们
and may God use them to encourage us.
打那美好的仗
and so we also can fight the good fight.
好了，广告做完了。所以我们看到神是独行其事的，不止在过去，在现在，在将来，神都是独行大其事的。
So we can see God is the God doing wonders in the past.In the present and in the forever, in the future.
如果大家都还记得的话，在前一阵子，波子一个警察 ，Bolter.
If you remember that not long ago in Boise, there is a policeman, young policeman, Bolter.
虽然他被主接走了
，Even though he has been with the Lord,
但是神使用他唤醒更多人。
And God used him to actually wake up more people.
所以神是独行大启示的。
So we can see God do the wonders through him.
当神独行大启示的时候，让我们真知道，我们一生是在上帝的手中的时候，我们要真的信靠仰望神。
So when we see that God is the God doing wonders, so that we can trust God in our life.
讲到神的供应和护理的时候，耶利米书三十一章三十五节。
And to talk about God's provision, and we can look at Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 35.
这样说到，那时太阳白日发光，是新月有定力的；黑夜发亮，又搅动大海，使海中波浪喷哼的。万军之耶和华是他的名，他如此说。所以这边让我们看到神的创造，神的护理。
And we can see that in the scripture, and not talk about God's creation, and also talk about God's perseverance.
所以一到三节讲到神的名。
So let's go back to the Psalm 136 and verse 1 to 3, talk about his name.
然后四到九节讲到神独行其事，还有神的供应跟神的护理。
And verse 4, talk about God do the wonders through his creation, through his provision, and through his perseverance.
从第十到第二十二节，让我们看到神的救赎。
And verse 10 to 22, we see God's salvation.
十到第二十二节，我们看到是神的救赎是一个大整体的。
And we can see verse 10 to 22 is become the whole thing put together as the description of God's salvation.
然后在后面第二十三跟二十四节是对个人的救赎。
And we can see verse 10 to 22 is almost like a salvation through a whole group. And verse 23-24 is more individualized salvation.
所以我们看到神的救赎是关乎我们个人的。
So we also can see that God's salvation is about us.
不是只有在历史当中。
It's not only in history, but it's today to me.
我们来看一下第一。十到第二十节，第二看到神的预备。
And let's look at verse 10 to 12 about God's salvation. First, we see God's preparation, God's prepared salvation.
在出埃及记第六章第六节这么说到：所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。
In Exodus 6:6, God said to Israelites, said, I will save you out of Egypt.
如果大家熟悉旧约圣经的话，就知道说神怎么样预备埃及人。
And so if you are familiar with the Old Testament, you can see that how God prepared this whole event of saving Israelites out of Egypt.
他们经过十灾，但是神引领以色列人出埃及。
And the whole thing when God takes a lot of work that led the Pharaoh release the Israelites and God take the Israelites out of Egypt.
神击杀埃及的长子。
And God actually killed the firstborn of Egyptian.
但是神存留以色列人。
But God, at the same time, God spared Israel.
因着羔羊的宝血
，and because of the blood of a lamb，
所以神预备救恩
，so God prepared that salvation，
不只在当初为以色列人预备了，也为我们现在预备。
It's not in the history prepared salvation for Israelites， but today He prepared salvation for us。
所以第一个看到神的预备，再来看到神的引领，他们怎么样过红海。
And first, we see how God prepares the salvation. And how, second, we see how God leads us, God's lead through the salvation.
所以在出埃及记十四章二十九到三十节说，以色列人却在海中走干地，水在他们的左右成了墙垣。当日耶和华这样拯救以色列人脱离了埃及人的手，以色列人看见埃及人的死尸都在海边了。
And how God leads the Israelites out of Egypt is the very famous event, is that God take them through the walk through the Red Sea.
然后看到神的保护。
And then we can see God's redemption.
在生命记第二章二十四到二十五节这样说：你们起来前往过亚嫩谷，我将亚摩利人西石王西宏和他的地交在你手中。你要与他们征战，得他的地为业。从今日起，我要使天下万民听见你的名声，都惊恐惧怕，因你发战伤痛。
And in the Psalm 36, talk about God's redemption from those kings, and those events in the Psalm, quote the Psalm 36, is recorded in the Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24-25.
最后看到神的应许。
And finally, we can see God's promise.
在耶稣雅记第二十一章四十三到第四十五节。
And God's promise Israelites in the recorded in the book of Joshua, verse 21, 34, 43 to 45.
这样，耶和华将从前向他们列祖起誓所应许的全地赐给以色列人，他们就得了为业，住在其中。耶和华照着向他们列祖起誓所应许的一切话，使他们四境平安。他们一切仇敌中，没有一人在他们面前站立得住。耶和华把一切仇敌都交在他们手中。耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的一句话，也没有落空，都应验了。所以这边让我们看到，从第十节到第二十节，讲到是一个对整体的救赎。所以我们看到神的预备、神的引领、神的保护跟神的应许。
And so, verse 20:10 to 22, through the history and demonstrate God's love endures forever, is this redemption, this salvation, is for a whole group of people, and it shows God's promise and God's preparation, God's lead and God's protection and God's promise.
这样的预备。不是只有当初在以色列人。
And so, but this salvation, this full aspect of the salvation, is not just done to Israelites at that time.
也是给我们现在的每一个人。
And it's also the same today for every one of us.
所以在二十三节到二十四节，讲到神的救赎对于个人。
And so verse 23-24 is more like the God's redemption, God's salvation towards individual type.
在诗篇第103篇第13节到第14节。
And Psalm 103 verse 13-14, it says that way.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也这样连续敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。另外还有一段经文，思念我们不过是尘土，但是马太福音第六章二十六节这样提到。
And another scripture, Matthew chapter 5:26-26 said.
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不继续在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？虽然我们是尘土，但是神顾念我们。
And he said, even we are the dust, but God cared for us.
神赐下主耶稣，死在十字架上，救赎我们。
And ultimately, Jesus.God sent Jesus Christ, died on the cross, and prepared salvation for us.
神的救赎不只在当初的以色列人。
And God's salvation redemption is not only for the Israelites at that time.
神的救赎现在仍在进行中。
And God's salvation and redemption is still ongoing today.
我们还等什么呢？
And what should we wait for?
让十字架救赎的恩典真的是成为我们每一个人。
And praise that the grace of the salvation on the cross is become every one of us. We can possess that grace.
如果你还没有领受救恩的，盼望你今天就接受这个救恩。
If you haven't had this grace, and I pray, I hope that you can have this grace today.
就像以弗所书里面所提到的，我们本是死在过犯罪恶当中，但是他使我们与基督一同活过来。
So we can really experience what God said in the book of Ephesians that we are died in our iniquity, but He, which is God, make us live again with Jesus Christ.
有着耶稣，你就有永恒的生命。
And if we have Jesus Christ, and we have the eternal life.
不要再等待。如果你今天有感动的，你可以跟执事或者是跟奉化姐妹聊。
And if you do have this move in your heart, you can talk to either one of us or talk to Sister Bong Hai.
你不用等到退休会。
And you don't have to wait to retreat.
因为现在就是拯救的时候。
Because it is, now is the time for salvation.
不要再等待。
And no need for wait.
接下来我们看最后25节到第26节。
And finally, let's look at the last two verses, 25 and 26.
在二十五节，他说：“他是粮食给凡有血气的。”
And verse 25, he said he gave the food to all with breath.
如果你看英文，你可以注意到他这个“给”不是过去的“给”。
And if you look at English, you can see this gave. It's not a past tense.
他是说神过去给，现在给，将来还是会给。
And it basically saying God gave, God gives, and God will give.
神看过我们，可是只有过去。
God cares that.Cares about us, not just for the past.
现在将来他也眷顾我们。
It's now and it will be forever.
只要你信靠他。
As long as we trust him.
最后诗人在136篇26节提到。
In the end, verse 26, it mentioned that.
你们要称谢天上的神，因他的慈爱永远长存。
And you gotta praise the heavenly God because His mercy endures forever.
在我们生命当中，我们会遇到很多的难题。
Yeah, life will have, we may run into a lot of difficulties.
但是更重要的是，我们是望着神的。
But more importantly, we have God to look upon.
他是昔在、今在、永在的全能神。
He was and is and will be forever mighty God.
他是拯救我们的神。
He is a God who saved us.
也是供应我们的神。
He is a God who provide us.
所以在诗篇136篇，他最后说。
So Psalm 136, in the end, he said,
称谢天上的神。
Praise the heavenly God.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到第十八节。
In the First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says,
好不好，让我们一起立，我们一起来念这段经文。帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到第十八节。
Let's stand up, let's in closing read this scripture together.
热情。要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，乃是谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。 常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without cease, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you.
当我们遇到困难的时候，让我们仰望神。
When we have a difficult, let's look upon God.
让我们知道说，这位神是又真又活的神。
Let us know that this God is a true and living God.
是统管万有的神。
Is a God ruler over all.
也是供应我们所需的神。
And it's a God who provides.
也真的是让我们随时随地的呼求神的名，向神献上祷告。
And we also can every moment, everywhere we can cry out to God and pray to Him.
求神帮助我们，让我们记得的不只是他的 love endures forever.
May God help us. We not only remember His love endures forever.
更重要是记得说 His mercy endures.Forever.
And more importantly, let's remember His mercy endures forever.
那我们低头，我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们献上感谢的心。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Your mercy endures forever.
Because your mercy endures forever.
我们本是死在过犯罪恶当中。
We died in our iniquity.
但你使我们与基督一同活过来。
But you make us live again with Christ.
这十字架救赎的恩典是何等的浩大。
And how great is the salvation on the cross.
让我们天天信靠仰望你。
Help us to trust you and look upon you every day.
我们生活当中我们会有遇到难处。
In our life when we run into difficulties.
但是神你告诉我们你的慈爱永远长存。
But you teach us your love endures forever.
你也告诉我们你的恩典够我们用。
And you also teach us your grace is sufficient for us.
愿神你亲自引领我们。
May the Lord you lead us.
让我们每天真的是感恩颂赞你的圣名直到永远。
So in our daily life, we are thankful and we praise.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Such a prayer and in the name of Christ.
Amen.